With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Trump administration is demanding $500 billion in mineral wealth from Ukraine to repay Washington for wartime assistance. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says President Trump is frustrated that Ukrainian President Zelensky is not accepting the U.S. offer.
That is for America to co-invest with Ukraine in their minerals, in their resources.
He said Zelensky needs to come back to the table. Meanwhile, at the same White House briefing, Waltz twice refused to answer if Russia was responsible for the invasion or if Vladimir Putin is a dictator. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Senate has narrowly voted to confirm Kash Patel as President Trump's FBI director. The 51-49 vote Thursday puts the Trump loyalist atop the nation's premier federal law enforcement agency. Wintry weather continues to plague portions of the mid-Atlantic states. We hear more from correspondent Haya Panjwani.
Snowy roads led to hundreds of crashes throughout Virginia and North Carolina, including a series of crashes on an interstate highway involving more than 50 vehicles. Officials are continuing to ask people to avoid travel to allow crews to work on roads. The North Carolina State Highway Patrol says it responded to nearly 1,200 collisions around the state. Virginia State Police reported that there have been nearly 500 crashes since the storm began. An Arctic air mass is bringing widespread record-breaking cold to the United States, and forecasters expected some locations to experience their coldest temperatures on record this late in the season. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A down day on Wall Street with the Dow dropping 450 points, the Nasdaq lower by 93, the S&P declined 26. This is SRN News. Scotland illustrates the problem with buffer zone laws.
Those statutes, which are being replicated in many places, including here in the U.S., bar people from demonstrating outside abortion clinics. But what if you were just standing there silently with a sign that says, "I'm here to talk, but only if you want to"? In Scotland, the police will run you off. That's what happened this month to an elderly pro-lifer who bore her sign outside a hospital in Glasgow. The cops said her silent vigil might obstruct access to abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
During his trip to the United Arab Emirates this week, Secretary of State Marco Rubio visited Abu Dhabi's Abrahamic Family House, which contains a church, a synagogue, and a mosque on its grounds. It was established 2 years ago by the UAE government under international pressure over oppression of Christians and Jews in the country, but proselytizing outside the Islamic faith remains illegal. SRN News. 17 years in the making, Microsoft says it's developed its first quantum computer chip. BBC correspondent Chris Valance reports.
Quantum computers use the principles of particle physics to solve problems that the types of machines in our phones and laptops, so-called classical computers, just can't. Among the tantalizing possibilities, discovering new ways to create vital chemicals like fertilizers or better batteries. But some experts believe computers capable of this are decades away. Microsoft has taken a high-risk strategy, pursuing quantum systems based on so-called Majorana particles that only existed in theory.
IBM and Google have previously announced development of their own quantum computer chips, as have a number of smaller companies. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.